Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
See, the Holy Ghost is trying to get you to humble yourself and say, just be quiet, don't say nothing, walk away if you had to, run if you have to, get out of trouble, escape, stay in the love of God. Oh, no, I ain't weak. Oh, no, I ain't going to be, I ain't weak. Just hold on a minute. See, people don't, when you don't trust in love, when you trust more in the flesh, and say, now it's time, fire with fire. Eye for eye, two for two. Do it to me, I'm gonna do it back to you double. You gotta keep your love walk, because there's a humility in it. All right, number five. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude or unmannerly. See, it's not rude. It does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now the doctor gone to work. Now you're saying, Lord, this is too much for me. Takes no account of evil done to it. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. So we found out you got a problem. This scripture right here created a lot of problems. It's not self-seeking. Seeking is not his own. not fretful, not resentful. You know what resentful means? Means it's been resent. Somebody speak correction, you resented to them. I don't receive that. Resentful, resent. God sent a word to you, you resent it back to him. You didn't receive it, you resent it. Repent right now. Repent for selfishness. Repent for wanting your own way all the time. It ain't your way or the highway. You know how some people say, look, is it my way or no way? If I can't have it this way, we just ain't doing it. If you're going to do it that way, I ain't included. You can do it that way, but don't count me in. Ooh. Some of y'all, he didn't actually say, drop them. The doctor didn't say, just drop. You know you hate to hear them words? Drop them. That means he finna go somewhere that you don't want him to go. You know, nurse come and say, just take off your pants, you know, and just put the robe on. Then the doctor say, drop them. Nobody wants to hear those words. You talk about humility. You talking about having to humble yourself and let somebody go where no man has gone before. Let me get to the next one. Let me just move on. Verse number six. I'm running out of time. It does not rejoice at injustice or unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. In other words, the love of God don't rejoice when the bank robber get away. When the man kills somebody and get away, you know how the movies suck you in? And you want the bank robber to get it? Somebody do somebody wrong, you say, they need to kill him. And when they kill him, you say, I'm glad they got him. You rejoicing in unrighteousness. When you see other people sin and you get happy because of the outcome that they, but they sinning to get a good, the outcome you desire, you had to be careful of them TV shows you watch, because they will pull you out of the love of God, because you'll be rejoicing in iniquity. People sleeping together, and you glad they sleeping together. Disappointed if they don't. I told you we're going to get a love checkup this morning. It's not the love of God. It does not rejoice in injustice or unrighteousness, but it rejoices when right and truth prevail. It rejoices when people do the right thing. Amen. Love bears up in anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes of failures under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or come to an end. So we see that 1 Corinthians chapter 13 give us a checkup of our attitude and our mindsets when it comes to our relationship with other people. Amen. And the Bible says that we are to be rooted and grounded in love. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, eagerly pursue and seek to inquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. These things that I just shared with you should be your aim in life, that I'm going to live this way. This is how I'm going to live my life. Now, none of us are perfected in love all the way. So all of us, you know, got places that we need to make adjustment. So if you found a place and identified, that's what a good doctor does. He identifies an area where you need to give some attention to. Say, look, everything else look all right, but this here is a little bit out right here, and we need to make a correction here and an adjustment here. So I'm just telling you, don't get upset with God because he showed you that you need to make an adjustment. Just be happy that you found it ahead of time. Just be happy that he's identified an area that needs some correction. And then say, Lord, I received the correction. I take my medicine. I repent of how I've been living. Lord, I'm not going to do that anymore. Now help me, Lord. Amen. And you might have to meditate on this here, you know, 3 times a day. Like you take medicine. How many of you know you take medicine 3 times a day? Or you got to take this pill every day. You might have to read 1 Corinthians 13, you know, 3 times a day or 1 time a day for a whole month until you get the impurity out of your spirit. Amen. Let that word drive all that other stuff out. And you renew your mind to what it really means to walk in love. We're to be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17 says, may Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide in, make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. May you trust in that love. I had to trust in the love of God the day that lady threw me out of her office. Because, you know, my flesh was boiling. But she closed the door on me while in the middle of while I'm talking in front of my son. I ain't going there, you know, I ain't going there with the emotional stuff like I had it. It's just a memory now. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't getting mad thinking about it. Because I wasn't even mad that day. I was disappointed how this lady responded, but it was in front of my son, and Gabe said, Dad, I can't believe she did you like that. And I looked at Gabe, I said, Gabe, I can't believe she did it either. I said, but come on, there's a better way. There's a better way for us to handle this without me acting a fool here and getting my picture in the paper. Even if they ain't got a picture of you, they will find a picture somewhere, and then they'll doctor it and make you look like you the lowest person on earth. They'll put dark circles under your eyes, a frown on your face, stuff falling out your nose. They'll put wrinkles on you where you ain't got no wrinkles. And then stick you in the newspaper. They doctor them pictures. I always wonder why everybody looks so bad when they put you in the paper. I said, I know that person. That person don't look like that. One time I had to take a double take. Is that who I think it is? That looked like somebody I know. They done messed them pictures up so bad. They find the worst picture they can find of you and stick you out there. Because they're trying to shape people's opinion of you. They're trying to give validity to their write-up. But you got to be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded means established, firmly fixed in love. Means I'm not going to move. I'm not going to let no wind blow me out of love. I'm not going to let your attitude and your disrespect, your lack of respect, I'm not going to let you move me from the way I know I'm supposed to be. I got an argument, man did me wrong one day building my house. Just was nasty in what he did. He's supposed to be spreading sand around my yard, you know, to grade the lot to drain. And he had pit run. And then he walked over there, piled up, and he kicked it. He said, look at that. He said, you can't find no better sand than that. You know what? I had to walk off from him. I said, man, you going to call this sand with all these rocks? You calling this sand? You can't find no better sand than this. I just say, God ain't sleep. That's exactly what I told him. And when he tried to say something, I said, shut up. Don't say another word. God ain't sleep. And I walked off from him.